Declaring less fish than are actually caught is a real and ongoing risk that threatens the sustainability of fishing stocks for future generations and the authenticity of Irish seafood. Compliance with the regulations is with the industry. They have a legal onus to comply. Our role is to oversee compliance. For those involved in bulk pelagic fishing, the control plan enables 19 out of every 20 landings to be weighed after transport. The controlled supervised weighing of one out of every 20 landings of bulk pelagic fish should be viewed in the context of the very real alternative of 100% of landings needing to be weighed at the pier. We ask committee members to consider carefully the array of potential motivations of operators choosing to decry the need to weigh one out of every 20 landings outside of system.
Can I just get a point of clarification? This is very important. That's a very serious statement just being made there. You need to clarify that sentence you just read out. Deputy, what do you mean by that sentence?
Deputy, no. He's making his opening statement. With respect, Chair,
you can't impugn the reputation of people outside the House in this committee. I'd ask him to clarify that sentence.
Just the opening statement has gone on a half. No disrespect, minutes is enough for an opening
statement.
It's very
statement.
Serious. And give us all opportunities.
It's very serious statement, Chair.
I accept fully the opening statement has gone on and gone on very long, but I know there's huge interest in this subject, so that's why I haven't censored the length of it. But each member will get a quarter of an hour each.
But Chair, with respect, I'm asking you to deliberate here. That sentence, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read the sentence. We ask committee members to consider carefully the array of potential motivations of operators choosing to decry the need. What does that mean, the array of potential motivations? Is that questioning the motivation or the character of people outside this House? We need to clarify that. That's a serious matter, Chair.
Point of order.
Chair, on a point of order, you read out at the start, it is not for any witness here to cast aspersions on people who can't defend themselves, and there is a limited number of operators, and that sentence is very, very serious, and it should be withdrawn.
You asked that statement to be withdrawn.
The point has been made that you are making allegations against individuals, and it's clear in my opening statement, and privilege, that anyone at the committee meeting shouldn't do that. So do you want to withdraw that comment from your opening statement?
I didn't intend it in that way, Chair, but if it causes offence, I'm happy to withdraw that sentence.
That's not withdrawal. You know exactly what's been said there. You're an intelligent man, and I'm asking that it be withdrawn in respect to this committee.
Well, Deputy, I am agreeing to withdraw it.